Blog Talk Radio.
Have a great show tonight, a fun, interesting, informative show. I'm so happy you're with us. We're winding down 2011. We're going to talk a little bit about 2011, a look back, but also a look forward, and specifically a look forward to really the first big HR event in 2012, at least the first one I know about, and the first important big one coming up in February 2012, which is the first ever TLNT Transform event coming up in February. So we're going to talk about that tonight as well. So again, so glad you're with us. Settle in. Let's have a good show. This is the HR Happy Hour Show, episode 129, winding down 2011. Our call-in number tonight, as always, 646-378-1086. Press 1 after you get connected and want to come on board and maybe offer a look back on 2011, an observation, a theme, a comment. Are you happy to see it go? Are you looking for maybe something you're looking forward to for next year as well. So we're welcoming calls tonight on sort of 2011 as well as looking forward to 2012. On Twitter, if you're listening to the show and you've got the tweet deck, the Hootsuite, the tweet chat all fired up, our hashtag, of course, HR Happy Hour, and we'll be keeping an eye on that as best we can tonight. And lastly, we're winding down the year. We're trying to get some new spots recorded. Just shout out to our sponsors at Acquire, Acquire Inc., just Lois Melbourne and the team, been so great to us over the years. Acquire.com, Workforce Analytics, Succession Planning, Comp, whatever you need, Lois and company can hook you up. Acquire.com, A-Q-U-I-R-E.com. So many thanks to those guys as well. So a couple of quick announcements. First of all, shout out and a happy birthday. And she's probably not listening. She probably has better things to do on her birthday. But a happy birthday to Shauna Morkey, who is co-host of the HR Happy Hour show for 2 years. And she was with us forever, and we miss her, and we hope she's having a great birthday tonight, wherever she is. So shout out to Shauna. Happy birthday to HR Minion. Also, next week on the show will be the last show of 2011. Since we're all sick of HR, we're all sick of recruiting, we're not going to do an HR recruiting show or a workforce show, but what we're not sick of, from what I can tell, we're not sick of the National Basketball Association. So next week on the show will be the first ever pure sports show. No kind of phony tie-in to workforce, no football coach as a leader garbage, just a straight-up NBA preview show next week featuring the gentlemen from the eight-man rotation, Chris Dunn, Timmy Sackett, Matt Stolik, Lance Hahn, and myself. We're talking all NBA all the time next week. So if that's not your cup of tea, well, maybe you'll have to watch a hockey game or something. So next week is the NBA preview. I also wanted to make a shout-out to our great friend Mary Ellen Slater. You know her in the HR recruiting space. She's got a new venture going on. It's called Reputation Capital Media, and I just wanted to mention that tonight. You can find her at reputationcapitalmedia.com, and you can also find her on Twitter at REP Capital. So best of luck to Mary Ellen Slater. She's just a huge friend of the show and a huge friend of the HR space. And so please follow her, Rep Capital. Check out her website, reputationcapitalmedia.com. She's got a really cool thing going on, and just check that out there. Is that it for announcements? I'm looking through this. Oh, congrats to our friends at Ripple. Dan Debo, David Premer, and the team at Ripple announced a few hours ago are about to be acquired by Salesforce.com. Ripple's been a friend of the show for a long time. We've done the show from the Ripple offices in the past, so congrats to the folks at Ripple. A great team up there. Really pleased for them, and best of luck with what's going on there. So I guess that's it. That seemed like a lot of announcements. I think I'm tired. The last three pieces of notes I had are just three simple words. I have the word Cleveland on there because I did go to Cleveland this week, but I don't really have any more to say about that. I have the word infographic on there, which I'm not sure why that's even written there. And I have the word GIRD, G-I-R-D. So that I don't know what those mean, but they're on my notes, so I'm mentioning them, and here we go. So let's get on with it. This is the HR Happy Hour Show. My name's Steve Bowes. Let's bring in our guests. Our first guest is Our first guest is John Holland, the Vice President of Editorial for TLNT.com, the former editor of Workforce Management. John has written extensively about human resources and talent management at TLNT and elsewhere. John is just one of the best out there. He's got his finger on the pulse of the HR and recruiting space. He's put together the TLNT Transfer conference that we're going to be talking about, and he's a great friend of the show. Welcome back to the HR Happy Hour Show, John Holland. John, how are you tonight?
Steve, I'm great, and you're way too kind, but thank you for the wonderful introduction.
Well, John, it's our pleasure. It's great to have you with us again, and we look forward to learning more about what's happening at TLNT, what's happening in the world of HR and the workplace that you've got your finger on the pulse of, as well as, of course, the TLNT Transform Conference. So, John, welcome back to the show. Our next guest is first time on the HR Happy Hour Show, I believe, is the chairman of the upcoming TLNT Transform Conference. His name is Ron Thomas. Ron is the principal at Strategy Focused HR, a strategic human resources consultancy based in New York. He's a certified human capital. He's certified by the Human Capital Institute as a master human capital strategist and strategic workforce planner. He's worked in senior-level HR roles with Martha Stewart Living. That sounds pretty cool, as well as IBM. He's got loads of other credentials. He's a writer on TLNT.com, probably one of the big stars of TLNT.com, and we really can't wait to see him at the TLNT Transform Conference in February. Please welcome to the show Mr. Ron Thomas. Ron, how are you tonight?
I'm good, Steve. Thank you so much. Yes, this is my first time on the show. I'm very excited about it, and I was waiting all afternoon. Could not wait to call in tonight.
Well, Ron, thanks so much. We're really, really pleased to have you with us. So, again, quick reset, HR Happy Hour Show. My name's Steve Bowes. Our guests are John Holland, Ron Thomas from TLNT. We'll be talking about the TLNT Transform Conference, as well as some other things tonight. Our call-in number is 646-378-1086. And our Twitter hashtag, of course, HR Happy Hour. So let's all. I need to take a breath, John. So I've been talking for a while. So I'm going to pitch it to you. First off, we'll start with Transform, and then maybe we'll circle back to it at the end. But why don't you just maybe tell us a little bit about the TLNT Transform Conference that's coming up, a little bit about what you were thinking about as you put it together, and what folks can expect if they attend the TLNT Transform Conference this February.
Sure, I would be happy to, Steve. When we decided to do a conference, you know, we all sort of put our heads together, and like both of you guys and probably a lot of the people out in like the audience, I've attended tons of conferences, lots of HR events, seen both the good, the bad, the ugly of them, and we were really looking at, trying to do something a little bit different. And the one thing that sort of jumped out at us as we were talking about this was that most HR events are about, you know, really focused on here and now, focused on, you know, what you need to do, you know, right now to succeed. And while that's great stuff, people are also looking ahead. They're thinking about, I know what I, want to get for right now, but what about the future? What about what I need to do to succeed, you know, next week, next month, next year, tomorrow? So that was sort of the focus when we decided to do the Transform Conference, was what is it that really would be, you know, great content and great things for people, really forward-looking HR and talent management content to have. So that was sort of like the underlying principle that we had when we decided to put on the conference. On top of that, we started to look at, you know, people who were practitioners, who've been in the space for a while, people like Ron, Ron,
right.
In terms of all the things that you were talking about that Ron does, when I first met Ron, I think he was still at Martha Stewart, and that's kind of when I think of Ron, what I know him from, and I know that he did a lot of great HR work there, and you know, we could do a whole show, I'm sure, on stories that Ron has just from his career there.
I know, we may need to ask him for a couple of those tonight, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's what we were thinking about. And the Transform Conference, which is going to be in Austin, Texas, February 26th through 28th. Actually, the two big days are Monday, Tuesday, February 27th and the 28th. It's going to be at the Palmer Special Event Center. And we're just hoping people really look to go. I mean, part of the thinking on timing was we didn't want to, you know, sort of get in the way of another big HR event going on. We wanted to do it fairly early in the season, and we wanted to do it at a time of year where people who live in, you know, sort of the colder parts of the country could say, hey, you know, going to someplace a little bit warmer like Austin maybe will give me a good break right now. So we thought about that. Our big speaker, and we have a number of speakers, a number of great ones, but the one who probably jumps off at people is Billy Beane, who's the vice president and general manager of the Oakland A's baseball team and is most famous for being the man behind Moneyball. He's the guy who came up with, you know, the radical new different talent management system that propelled the Oakland A's to a lot of success, and a lot of other teams, including the Boston Red Sox, who used it to win the World Series, have used successfully. So this is a guy who really is a forward-looking talent management professional. I mean, that's basically, I mean, if you take baseball and sports out of it, that's really what he did. He created a new talent management system in a way that nobody else had. So he is going to be great. We were going to have him speak Monday morning, but he has a little event Sunday night that sort of popped up, and they had to push him back to Tuesday. And the Sunday night event that's going to tie him up so that he's got to speak at Transform on Tuesday is he was invited to go to the Academy Awards in Hollywood as a guest of Brad Pitt, who plays Billy Beane in the movie Moneyball.
Right.
I don't know if folks have heard this, but Billy Beane now knows that Brad Pitt was nominated today for like a Golden Globe Award. A lot of buzz that he's going to get nominated for an Academy Award as well. So when Billy's people called us and said, look, he wants to do Transform still, but he's got this thing Sunday night that's going to make it tough for him to get there on Monday, we graciously said, you've got to do this. You can't not go.
Oddly enough, John, I have the same problem in my schedule as well with the Academy Awards. So I hope my people manage to get that information to you as well. I haven't heard back, so I'm assuming that's been taken care of. John, thanks for that sort of quick overview, and we'll come back to it a little bit. I want to go to Ron for two reasons. One, Ron, maybe you could – I read your bio real quick. Doesn't do your career justice, a 20-word bio. So maybe just tell us a little bit more about you, what you do, and then a little bit about some of the things you're hoping to talk about at Transform and some of the maybe bigger picture items that you see in your experience and your work that HR professionals really need to think about and be prepared for in the coming year.
Well, I was looking at the presentation from Jim Knight, and it's talking about how to build a team of rock stars. And that's how I think about the presenters that we've pulled together for this event. Someone today mentioned to me, they talked about Billy Beane as the Steve Jobs of baseball. So when you think in terms of that, we have a lot of Steve Jobs that's going to be presenting over those 2 days. To give you some background, yes, I did work at Martha Stewart for close to 9 years, started as corporate training manager and worked my way up the ladder.
Okay.
And it was a great experience. The first time I had ever worked around a creative environment, and it was the most fulfilling work environment that I have ever been exposed to. And that's why I'm such a big proponent of employee engagement, because I saw engagement and I saw what it looked like. And that's why a lot of my posts tend to focus with an angle somewhat as it relates to employee engagement.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a good show lined up, a good a convention lined up, and my role is to keep it moving and bringing on these tremendous speakers, and we've got such a tremendous lineup of people, and just to keep that going and keep everyone excited, because this is going to be a very exciting event. And I don't think that they could have found a better name for this convention, HR Transform, because that's what we're doing, trying to transform the industry and get it to the so-called proverbial next level of HR performance.
Right, right. Ron, thanks for that. I have a follow-up for you, but I'll come back to it in a second. Let me do a quick reset. This is the HR Happy Hour Show. My name's Steve Bowes. Our guests tonight are John Holland and Ron Thomas. We're talking about the TLNT Transform event, really the first big event on the HR calendar for 2012, coming up in late February, February 27th and 28th in Austin, Texas.
Correct.
Austin, Texas is a great town, by the way. I mean, I don't have to tell people that, but I guess for the benefit of folks who haven't been there, really interesting, fun town, a great place to have an event as well. So kudos to you guys for making that choice. It's a little bit out of the typical HR conference rotation as well, which I think is also a great idea.
Yeah, that was part of the plan, was to try to get it in a little bit different place. And, boy, when you just say the word Austin, people say, wow, what a cool town. And it is. So it'll be a great place for it.
Yeah. So anyway, our call-in number is 646-378-1086. Plenty of time to just chat, take some calls. We're all going to do a little bit of a look back on 2011 as well on the show tonight, and maybe a little bit of a look ahead, as well as talking about the TLNT Transform event. Also on Twitter, our hashtag HRHappyHour, of course, HRHappyHour. Hey, I'm not going to take any grief on the back channel about the basketball show either, so that's what we're doing next week. We're doing the basketball show, and you hockey people can, you know, get your own show if you want to talk about hockey.
Get your own show, right?
Yeah, exactly. Get your own show. Hey, Ron, here's my follow-up question for you, and it's kind of lame, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. You were at Martha Stewart for a long time. Is it what we'd expect? Was the environment there internally, organizationally? Did it reflect that outward brand that we all know, that classic, classy, you know, well put together, well presented brand? Did the inside sort of look like the outside at that organization? If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. It did for a long period of time. And then after a while, it changed somewhat because we had our issues. I'm sure everybody's heard that. And so as we were going through that, things got kind of a little frayed around the edges. But for the most part, you walked into the offices and you knew you were in a different type of office because everything, all the walls, everything was completely white. We used a certain type of chairs. The decor was kind of a wow factor as soon as you walked in the lobby. And the you mentioned inside brand versus outside brand. It was aligned completely.
Yeah.
It was just a great environment. Cool products, cool events. You name it, we had it all.
Right, and I guess it makes sense. I mean, I'm not sure, but I imagine it seemed like the type of people who would gravitate towards, maybe this is not a specific Martha Stewart question, Ron, but maybe a more general question, but would you say the types of people who would gravitate towards the brand as a consumer or as a fan of the brand would tend to be the types of people who gravitated towards it from the employment side, who would make good employees or engaged employees? Was there a parallel there that you saw?
Well, we had to compete because we were in New York City with the Ralph Laurens and all these other design companies.
Right.
So we created a brand with all the design schools throughout the country. Whenever they would come to New York for their yearly visit, we would put on a full day of events for them, bring all of them over, all the students. So we tended to attract highly creative people. Extremely creative people. But our customers were basically all over, and it was kind of an aspirational brand for them because when this company first was getting on its feet, our products were in Kmart. Now they are in Macy's, and they just signed a deal, and they're going to also be at JCPenney's. So during that era, it was an aspirational brand for the consumer. More so than anything else.
Right. Ron, thanks for that. Quick reset, HR Happy Hour Show. My name's Steve Bowes. We're with Ron Thomas and John Holland. We're talking about TLNT, the Transform event. John, I'm going to throw it back to you. You know, as TLNT Transform's coming up in February, and you sort of looked through the, you know, the roster of folks who contribute to TLNT as well as other professionals in the space, I'd love for you to comment a little bit about maybe a little bit more specifically about some of the sessions that people can look forward to, maybe some of the presentations that you've got lined up that are really going to sort of help drive that theme home of the event, you know, preparing for what's next in the business of HR. I'd love for you to comment on maybe two or three of the presentations specifically that you think folks can really look forward to.
Sure. Well, and Ron mentioned one. Ron mentioned Jim Knight, who is the big training guy for Hard Rock International. He's going to do a session on how to build a team of rock stars. And Jim Knight is sort of a rock star himself. And so when you see him and meet him, he is exactly what you would expect from somebody who works for Hard Rock. So
right.
He will be great. We also have people like Libby Sartain. She's going to do a session on the new consumer of work. Libby is famous for way back, probably around 2000 or so, she was the chairperson of SHRM. But her great fame came from she was the senior human resource officer for both Southwest Airlines during its go-go growth days, and
right.
then later at Yahoo, back when they were, you know, still sort of go-go growth as well.
Yeah, when they were still Yahoo, right, yeah, exactly.
Right, right, sort of the one everybody, thought about. So she is there, too. We're going to be doing a session on social media in the workplace where it is today, where it's going tomorrow, with Eric Meyer, who is a attorney in Philadelphia who writes a lot for us on social media and the law and things that are going on in the courts as it pertains to social media in the workplace and stuff. He's going to be leading a panel discussion of HR professionals, HR leaders about social media, where it's going, and one person who's on that panel is Karen Fink, who is the HR Vice President for Edmunds.com. They have a great social media policy that they have. Probably, if you were looking for a best practice, she's got
right.
it. So she's going to be there talking like about that. So those are three. We have on day two, like I said, we have Billy Bean speaking. And we have a great combination, I think, of HR professionals, HR, people who've been in the HR business for a long time, people like Libby. She's not exactly working as an HR pro now, but she was an HR pro for 20-some years. And so she's got just a tremendous amount of knowledge to, draw from. So we have a lot of great, great folks there from all over the country who will be there speaking. And what I tell people is that I say, look, if you read TLNT and you like TLNT, you're going to love the Transform Conference because it's a lot of the same people, but not all of the same people. So we're going to take, sort of those people and do more. So I sort of say it's sort of like TLNT on steroids. So if you like what we're doing on the website, and I hope if, people out there who are listening haven't really taken a good look at it, go to www.tlnt.com, take a look, sign up for our free email newsletter, a lot of good stuff. And in the spirit of the holidays, and everybody loves like a bargain, if people are thinking about wanting to go to the Transform event, I've got a code that can get them $250 additional off the lowest price we have. The code
right.
is TF, as in Transform, TF12 TLNT. TF12 TLNT.
TLNT. All right, we'll get someone to make sure we get that out online
yeah.
for folks to check out. The TF12 TLNT for an additional $250 off the currently available rates. So that is
right.
that is a fantastic deal. I will say this, John, just from personal experience, for folks who may not know this, TLNT is a part of the ERE empire, right?
Right.
And ERE is well known in the space and the recruiting side, certainly, right, for putting on just great events for a number of years. And that reputation, the ERE events, I've been to a few of them myself. They're always top-notch, first rate.
Yeah, they are great. I mean, I was going to those long before TLNT or working for ERE Media was a glimmer in my eye. They do
right.
the ERE Expo in San Diego in March, and then they do another one in South Florida in September. And so those are great events. They do the Fordyce Forum. They do, SourceCon, just a whole bunch of different events. And so Transform is sort of the latest event the company's doing. And, they can get information on the conference. Just go to transform.tlnt.com. Don't need to put the www in, just transform.tlnt.com. Go to the website. The agenda's there, the list of speakers, biographies, and you can sign up and use that code. And, again, in the spirit of the holidays, get a $250 price cut off of the lowest price that we have. So I think that's like a great deal. We're really hoping to see a lot of people in Austin February 27th and 28th.
Yeah, and I agree, John. I think it's I absolutely recommend folks check this out. And really, as you're considering your 2012 plans, like we know this, right? There's lots of conferences, there's lots of events, but there's kind of only a few that really matter, to me anyway. And I think TLNT Transform is gonna join that short list of events that folks really really ought to consider going to as they make their plans for next year. Let me do a quick pause, quick reset, and then I want to sort of pivot a little bit to talk a little bit about just some reflections on 2011, a little bit of a year in review kind of thing, and just observations, a little bit of year in review maybe, and then a little bit sort of going forward, some of the things that John and Ron are thinking about and seeing in as they read the tea leaves perhaps going forward. But our call in number once again, 646-378-1086. So we'd love for you to call in, join us tonight. Press 1 after you get connected if you want to ask a question, make a comment, whether it's about the TLNT Transform event or just a reflection from 2011. You want to hassle me, take me on, and mock me publicly, that's fair enough. I'm fair game for that tonight, as well as we'll follow the back channel on HR Happy Hour. And I know there's a lot of great folks out there, Twitter. Ron, you've got a big fan in China Gorman, by the way. I don't know if you're in front of a computer and seeing any of the tweets, but China has been singing your praises online tonight. So you've made quite an impression on her, I think.
Well, you know what? Let me tell a little quick story about China. I met China in China.
Oh, fantastic.
China led a delegation to China to open up the Sherm office, and I was a part of that delegation. So we spent approximately a week and a half, close to 2 weeks together, she and IJ, and, I saw the picture she posted online, China, out there after the reminding me of old times, because we had a great time in China.
That's fantastic. Well, that had to be funny for her, though. China, you can call in and tell us about it if you like as well. But then that had to have been weird as she was actually in China, then having to introduce herself or be introduced to people. That had to be just a weird scene. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure, Ron, you said that. So John, I'm going to throw this to you first, right? One of the things, and I was telling you this in the pre-show, one of the features of TLNT that I love every week is that sort of week in review, that wrap-up piece that you post on Fridays.
Sure.
With some of the highlights to the top stories of the week, some commentary as well. There's always that nice balance of sort of, sharing information as well as, giving a little take on a little spin, a little opinion on it as well. And I love that piece every week. And so maybe as you look back on 2011, it's a tough question, I know, so don't feel like you have to really answer every, in depth, but just what are some of the first couple of three things that come to your mind? And as you worked at TLNT all year long, curating and producing all this great content about the world of work and the world of HR, what are some of the things that really stick out in your mind about 2011?
Well, that's a great question, Steve, because there are a lot of stories, and I was just going back through the news that we've done for TLNT in the past year. And one thing that I keep telling people is that, the sort of the sorry state of employee engagement is a big story. There survey after survey, and I keep writing about them, and I'm kind of tired of writing about them.
Right.
But it's about, how bad engagement is and how workers are ready to bolt whenever they get a chance. I'm just looking, there was a Deloitte survey that we wrote about back in May that said 2 out of 3 workers were actively looking for a new job. There was another one that we did in October that said, employees are unhappy, but, young millennial workers, they're the most ready to go, like right now. The voluntary quits were up in November quite a bit, which tells you a little bit the economy's starting to get a little bit better and there's more jobs slowly starting to build. But as those jobs build, people are leaving their old jobs for them. And part of that is that raises are really low. You're talking about 3% raise pools again for 2012. So all of those things sort of lead to, still a lot of unhappy people, unhappy with where things are going, unhappy with how their companies have treated them. Engagement just sort of continues to be bad. And that's going to be a real challenge, I think, for a lot of companies, a lot of organizations to get past moving ahead. So that would be one. One that we were talking a little bit about before the show started. There's been a number of tech mergers, tech industry consolidations in 2011.
Yeah, as recently as tonight, absolutely,
yeah. Yeah, you and Ron were talking about Ripple getting acquired by Salesforce, I think you said. But there was just a couple of Saturdays ago, the big SAP SuccessFactors deal. ADP bought the right thing earlier in the year. SuccessFactors before the SAP deal, they bought Plateau, so you had that. Lawson was, you know, acquired by a private like equity firm. Taleo bought this UK vendor, and so you just have a lot of that. So been a lot of technology acquisitions and consolidations, particularly the last 6 months of the year or so. So there has been a lot of that. There's also been this year just a huge increase in the number of workforce regulatory actions coming out of Washington, and all of like the agencies, the DOL, the Department of Labor, the EEOC, the NLRB, there's just a whole bunch of different things. There's just a real activist bent right now. And I told people, and I wrote about this a couple of years ago when I was at a different place, but I said, you know, we had 8 years of Elaine Chao under George Bush, and she sort of did not do that much. Now
right.
We've got sort of the pendulum has swung the opposite way with Hilda Solis in as Secretary of Labor. It's a very, very activist department there. So you've got things like, you know, record number of workplace discrimination claims were filed this past year by the EEOC. The National Labor Relations Board is making for a big push in rules governing union elections that they're going to sort of push through, that a lot of that stuff was going to go through in the Employee Free Choice Act a couple of years ago, but was shot down. And there was this squabble over even posting union rights posters in the workplace that the NLRB had gotten on into. So there's just a lot of that stuff. I could go on and on and on about that, but
yeah,
I don't want to bore folks.
No, but that's interesting because that climate, right, if indeed, right, there is that increased or more active regulatory environment, I mean, that affects HR professionals every day.
Well, and you know, Steve, I wrote about one that was really close to home for me, and one was the DLL crackdown on interns in the workplace. And I wrote about this at the time. I was an intern coming out of college at the Los Angeles Times. I was a Metro reporter a couple of days a week. And under the current rules that the DOL has pushed, I couldn't do that. And I got so much out of working for that semester as a reporter at the LA Times, really kickstarted my career. That wouldn't happen now, given the way that they have ruled. So a lot of that kind of activist stuff in terms of, you know, DOL, NLRB, EEOC coming down, which I know is affecting a lot of HR people and a lot of the things that they do in terms of managing their own workforce.
Yeah, John, thanks for that. Let me do a quick pause, quick reset. The HR Happy Hour Show. My name's Steve Bose. Our guests tonight are from TLNT, John Holland, and Ron Thomas from Strategy Focused HR, who's also the chairman of the upcoming TLNT Transform Conference. And we're just, you know, we're wrapping about the TLNT Transform Conference, of course. We're also talking a little bit about some of the big themes from 2011, perhaps a little bit of a look ahead into 2012. Hey, Ron, I'd like to throw this to you. John mentioned one of his big sort of overarching themes of 2011, one that he saw a lot in the news, had to do with employee engagement. And we know that's a big focus area of your work and your practice and your consultancy. I'd love for you to comment on engagement and the importance of engagement, even in sort of this really still a pretty tough economy, still reasonably high unemployment in most parts of the country. And, I mean, is it hard for organizations to focus on things like that when they're maybe been spending a lot of time just worrying about keeping afloat for the last couple of years?
You know, the way I look at that is that all research shows that engaged companies are more profitable, they're more customer-focused, and they're more likely for the employees to withstand the temptations of leaving. And I don't see what's hard to figure out as it relates to that because it reflects to the bottom line.
Right.
And I think in our role as HR professionals, we've got to sell that narrative because HR has become hot again. That's the field. If I were to talk to college students today and I talked to them about careers, HR is where it's at. You look at HR marketing, you know, with social media, with talent management being discussed all over the place. The discussion has reached the C-suite, and HR has become sexy.
Ron, I predict that's going to be tweeted out in about 5 seconds, that the Ron Thomas quote, HR has become sexy. I love it.
It has become sexy. And you know, people want to, you know, I know so many people that work for companies, a lot of great brands in and around New York City, and people are looking to get out. But the market is so tight that they're just holding on until they can no longer hold on, because they're looking to get out. And they, you know, I get these calls from people. They want to get HR perspective. You know, I'm interviewed from time to time. And as I said, and I'll say it again, HR is hot. I mean, HR is hot. And with this HR transform that we're doing and the level of conferences, I look at the level of articles that are being tweeted around, yeah, you know, by our fellow professionals. And I am just so proud to be a part of HR, because we are going to drive this thing into the next century.
Ron, I mean, you know what? I'm not going to disagree with you. You know, the sexy part, you know, it's maybe. All right, I'll let you take that. But I will say, you know, it builds off a little bit of what John suggested earlier. And what you see sometimes on MySpace is the technology space primarily. But, you know, with the interest in HR and HR tech, I mean, that dovetails sort of a little bit to your comments about it's a really hot space, and I think you're right. I mean, I think organizations really are understanding the importance of HR in leveraging their talent in a more proactive and a little more nuanced and a little more aggressive manner, so to speak. So I do think it makes sense. I love the comment, though, anyway. You know, it's fantastic. But I think it's good that John as well. I mean, I think part of what's behind Transform, right, is not, you know, I mean, sometimes you see this little, you know, you're sort of celebrating it in a way, right? Like, it's a very positive, TLC is a very positive kind of looking site, and the Transform event is really very positive about the profession of HR and the work of HR. Would you say that?
I would absolutely say that, and that's one of the reasons why, when, you know, I was thinking about somebody to be the chairman of the conference, Ron was number one on my list of one, because he was the best choice for it, because Ron has such a positive demeanor. You know, Ron and I have been on panels in the past, and he's spoken at conferences that I've done, and I've always impressed by, you know, what he brings to the table. And he's absolutely right about all the things that he's saying about, you know, how engagement is so important. And if you think back a little bit, around 2008 or so, as we were heading into the recession, engagement was a big deal. People were talking about it. How do we do more of it? How do we leverage it? And unfortunately, the recession allowed a lot of organizations to step back and say, you know, you should just be lucky and happy that you have a job. And while I know people who made it through that period feel that way and are still employed feel that way, that's not a way to manage people. That's not a way to get their best work. That's not a way to build the business the right way. And I think that, you know, Ron is absolutely correct when he says, you know, companies that have, you know, really high engagement scores really maximize their profits. You know, they've got a better workforce. They're those forward-thinking companies that we're going to be spending a lot of time talking about at Transform in Austin, February 27th and 28th.
Right.
You know, let me throw one other thing in, too. For our fellow professionals who are meeting with the executive level, C-suites, and making presentations, I read a book this year that I think is one of the most profound books that I've read, and I do a lot of reading, by Peter Gruber. It's called Tell to Win. And he talks about the importance of having the narrative. In other words, the story that you tell must be memorable, and it must connect. He gave an example of Wall Street. There was a broker years ago. He eventually ended up going to jail. His name was Michael Milken. And Michael Milken told him that whenever they were looking to close a deal and they had crunched all the numbers, the people that had crunched the numbers passed those off to the group of investment bankers who knew how to tell the story, who knew how to make the data come alive. And he said that in selling and presenting, you must be able to have a narrative that's going to connect with people, as opposed to going in and just showing a bunch of data on the screen, you know, with these PowerPoint
slides.
Yeah,
that's so interesting. Yeah, Ron, that's interesting
and
bring that up. Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt
Go ahead. No, I was saying that everybody's eyes just tend to glaze over, you know, as opposed to just going in and just beginning the conversation and having a conversation and just using those slides as a backdrop and just talk your way through it. And I think many times we depend on these crutches. You know, we spend 30 hours, you know, getting the slides right, but the narrative is weak.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you mentioned that, the storytelling or the narrative component of that. I remember just a few weeks back, a couple months back now, was at a conference board event, senior HR executive conference in New York. And there was there were a number of actual presentations around analytics and the importance of data and analytics in the practice of HR. And one of the presenters talked about what he, in his opinion, were the key, you know, competencies or skill sets that really a really good HR analytics pro would need. And he specifically mentioned the ability to tell a compelling story as one of those key skills. You know, there was math and there was data modeling and things like that, what you'd expect, but the storytelling ability called it out in that very short list of sort of competencies or key skills that he'd be looking for or that HR professionals would need, right, as they attempt to in his context was specifically around analytics, but I think it's applicable more broadly, right, in organizations as well, that ability to just make that connection, tell that story, and present in a way that gets the point across. I think it's critical.
Yeah, huge.
Guys, let me do a quick pause. Check the Twitter stream real briefly. A lot of folks out there tonight, really active, tweeting away. Hello to everyone out there. Thanks so much for listening in tonight. This is the HR Happy Hour Show. My name's Steve Bowes. Our guest tonight, John Holland from TLNT. Ron Thomas will be the chairman at the TLNT Transform Conference coming up in February in Austin, Texas. Our call-in number is 646-378-1086. Please do feel free to call in and make a comment or ask a question. Folks who are hanging out on the line, there's quite a few folks who have just been listening on the phone, which is great. If any of you guys want to come on board and ask a question, just press 1 on your handset and I'll open up your line straight away. And, of course, our back channel, HR Happy Hour, and we'll keep an eye on that as well. So, you know, I know people hate the prediction thing, John. I sort of hate it too. And I think, you know, I've been blogging for a while, and that was one of those, right, whether you're a journalist, blogger, just observer of the space, there's always this, you know, I feel compelled. I've got to put up my 2012 predictions post. And I don't think I'm even going to bother doing one this year. But if you had to, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. John, if you had to prognosticate just a little bit about what you sort of think some of the bigger themes in the HR, the workplace space, you touched upon some of the 2011 themes. If some of them are just going to carry forward, I mean, or do you think there'll be some new challenges or opportunities for HR professionals? As you sort of observe the space, what do you think 2012 holds going forward?
One, Steve, I would have people watch for, which has sort of been teed up, and they know it's coming, but the U.S. Supreme Court has decided to hear the challenge to the federal health care mandate. Now, lots of HR pros have been busy getting ready for it. The big parts of the health care reform law don't kick in until really 2014, although each year there's like a bit more. But you had a number of different federal courts of appeal rule on this, and some ruled against it, some ruled for it, and the Justice Department asked if the U.S. Supreme Court would take it on and sort health care reform out once and for all.
Right.
And they have said yes, they have taken it on, they're going to hear it. It's probably not going to come down, the ruling, until June, which is when the U.S. Supreme Court ends their term. I think that smart HR people are saying, that's nice, that's well, that's good, but I need to continue to move ahead. But I guarantee you they're going to be moving ahead, implementing what they need to do at their own organization, while they've got one eye on what's the court they're going to do. Because if the court ends up throwing it out, all bets are off. And frankly, everything I've read, nobody really knows where it's going to fall. You find some people saying, oh, it's going to be upheld, and here's why. You can find equally passionate people on the other side saying, it's not going to be held up, and here's why. So that's going to be a really big deal, I think, that is going to come down in June. And maybe just a blip where it goes by. It's like, okay, court says it's fine, we can do it, it's going to move ahead, but you just don't know. And so that's going to be one. I also think, you know, getting back to the whole engagement thing, giving all of these surveys, and again, I can't tell you the number I've read this year, everybody says how bad the levels of employee engagement are. Something's going to need to be done, and I think that you're going to see a big push in 2012 as organizations try to get back up on the horse and get engagement going the right way again. I think that there are glimmers that were coming out of this recessionary period, that the job market's slowly starting to get better. Nobody's saying it's going to magically get a lot better in 2012, but everybody seems to think it's going to be better in 2012 than it has been in 2011 and 2010. So I think that you're going to finally see employee engagement have to be something people are, and organizations got to deal with, because the quit rate in November, we don't have the numbers for December yet, 1.1 million, that's a lot. And it looks like that may be one of the things that they're going to need to worry about. You also got mixed in with the engagement thing, baby boomers, of which I'm one, but I'm sort of in the middle of the pack, but the oldest of the boomers slowly starting to leave the workplace stage. And
yeah,
so you're
finally,
going to see
right? They're finally – I mean, that's. I mean, there was some time where that was a bit delayed, right, John? The recession tended to delay that, but we think maybe it's going to start to finally pick up, right?
Yeah, there. I saw a number, Steve, that says in 2012 there's going to be something like 10,000 boomers a day retiring. And, you know, certainly a lot of them have held on because of the economy, and their pensions or their 401ks aren't what they thought they were going to be.
Yeah,
you know, like all
of
that.
That's three out of the starting five of the Boston Celtics. I'd put right in that category. Exactly.
Right. So while you have that, you know, certainly, you know, people, there are a lot of boomers who need to hold on. They're going to slowly start moving out. And I'm not saying that there's suddenly going to be some huge dip. I think the process, though, is going to be just a little bit more apparent that they're leaving in 2012 than it was in 2011. Add that in with the need to worry about, geez, if I don't have an engaged workforce, they may be leaving me once, you know, the market starts to get a little bit better. I think companies and organizations are going to have to be, you know, finally facing, hey, we need to get back up and deal with engagement in a big way, because it can not only add to the bottom line, we can't afford to be churning through staff.
Right. Yeah, no, John, those are some great observations, spot on, you know, healthcare reform and engagement and that churn in the labor market, which, you know, I mean, maybe organizations, and I don't know this for sure, I guess I'll throw it out as a question to you guys, Ron, maybe you can comment on this as well, and as well as the back channel, but has there been a little bit of complacency, Ron, do you think, in organizations who've, you know, despite the hard times, that's also been a benefit to them, where they haven't had to deal with these kinds of things with maybe talent shortages or pressure to really worry about high performers leaving when for a while they really didn't have anywhere to go, and organizations could kind of ride that out for a while?
Well, I think the companies that use that as their strategy are going to pay for it in the long run.
Right.
Because people aren't stupid. They know what's going on. They see what's going on every day. And as soon as things begin to clear up somewhat, people are going to take flight. And, you know, there's this big discussion about the war on talent. There is going to be a war on talent, because companies are going to have a hard time hiring people. Because not only the companies that use that as a crutch to not do what they should have been doing, the word gets out. I mean, everybody who works for a company talks to someone who works for another company. So, you know, one of the things I wrote about a while back was a company's brand, they no longer control that.
Right.
So you may think that you're slick by doing certain things, and you say, well, you know what, if they don't want to do it, they can just leave. Well, in the long run, the organization will lose out because no one is going to come and work there. And even if they come and work there, if the atmosphere, the culture is still the same, people are going to walk away. But the other thing I will say is that all of these issues that we're talking about makes it so prevalent for people who are in our field, because it is just such a tremendous opportunity for HR folks. And being capable HR folks, like the listeners, to this program, the people that are tweeting, sending around these terrific articles all day, and for people to stay on top of these things, because it's just such fertile ground for HR people today and people that are new coming into the business. And I talk to a lot of students that are in school, mm-hmm. that are focusing on HR, getting degrees in HR, and they are so enthusiastic. And it's good to see new blood. It's good to see people that are enthusiastic. It's good to see people that are passionate. Because right. lots of times when we think about people that are passionate, we think about people that are artists and all these kinds of things. You know what? I had an auto mechanic. That's all he wanted to talk about. He was so passionate about fixing cars. So you can be in HR and be as passionate as you want to be today and not be looked upon as, you know, I had a boss that told me one time that all I wanted to do was concentrate on the fancy stuff. So my take to that was the fancy stuff will keep you employed.
Right.
And the stuff that's not fancy, you know, you will eventually be shown the door as soon as you're found out. So
right.
I think it's just a tremendous opportunity for folks in HR. And the engagement,
I love it.
As John said, is going to have to be, that's the elephant in the room, and everyone knows that.
Yeah. Ron, thanks for that. You're almost rivaling my great friend Steve Brown from Ohio for that passion and enthusiasm, which is fantastic. So you guys would get along great if you don't know each other. So
we know each other.
Okay.
I'm listening to see what he's listening to on his way to work.
He's listening. He's tweeting now. So shout out to my friend Steve Brown. So he's such a super guy, and I wanted to just recognize that as well. So guys, we've just got a couple more minutes left, and I don't want to run out of time. I want to make sure folks have the information that they need, again, about the TLNT Transform Conference coming up in February. So, John, I'll throw it back to you. For TLNT Transform information, learn more, sign up, register, you know, what do we want people to do, where should they go, and what should they know?
Well, they can certainly go to www.tlnt.com, and there's a link to the Transform website there, or they can just go directly to it, and it's just simply transform.tlnt.com. Either way, they can go there. They can see the agenda, the list of speakers. It's February 27th and 28th in Austin, Texas. It's going to be a great conference, and again, Billy Beane of Moneyball fame will be there. And as I said, I've got this great holiday deal. If they go there now and use the code TF12 TLNT, that's TF Thomas Frank 12 TLNT, you get an additional $250 off our best rate. So how can you beat that? And there's going to be a lot of great folks there. Ron is going to do, I know, a bang-up job as the chairman. And, you know, Ron, I couldn't help but think as you're talking, I think passion is going to be the next big buzzword that's going to join engagement as something that, you know, you need to, you know, really drive and get employees who really have that. And just like you need passion for HR and talent management, I think that that's going to be driven down to the employee level too.
It is going to be driven down.
Ron, let me pause you for 1 second. I have a caller who wants to get on board, and we just have a couple minutes left, and I want to make sure this caller has a chance to say hello. Hi, area code 503. You're on the HR Happy Hour show.
Hey, guys. This is Lance Hahn. I thought maybe the HR Happy Hour could use a little bit more TLNT tonight.
Yeah, no, why not? You guys take over. It's
hello,
like,
Lance.
Lance, you should have hosted for
Lance,
me. I could have had the night off.
Glad you made it.
No, I wanted to say how enthusiastic I was about the show. Great show. I think I had a prediction, but I think Ron took it about the war for talents. That's just it. I know that in 2012 that's going to be a buzzword that we're going to see pop up again, and I'm dreading the day when that pops back up in my feed every other day. It's going to happen again. And it's going to be a lot of it based on the excuses that we've always seen when this issue pops up.
Sure.
Yeah, and if it, but I guess that's the thing. But if you ignore it, right? If you sort of say, well, you know what, I'm not worried about that. If you say, oh, I've got my pipeline is strong, I've got lots of talent, people wouldn't, my company's great, why would anybody leave here, right? It's easy to fall into that trap, especially if you've been in a place for a long time, right? It's easy to get beguiled by your own wonderfulness, I suppose, right?
Absolutely. You know what, let me throw one other thing that I was going to say a few minutes ago. We were talking about employee engagement. HR folks are going to have to be engaged too. So the onus is on us. I mean, you know, we talked tonight about, you know, having the narrative and making it come to life, but the HR folks are going to have to become engaged, you know, because we can't go out and sell it if we're not, you know, enthusiastic about what we're trying to do and really passionate about it. So the onus is on the employees, the onus is on the organization, and the onus is also on the HR folks. So those three categories, the three quadrants or whatever you want to call them, have all got to kind of pull together to get this thing back on track.
Yeah. No, Ron, that's a super point, and I'm glad you made that, right? It's not – you've got to have a skin in the game, a stake in the game. You know, you've got to be a full participant as well, or just it'll completely fall flat. That's a – excellent point, and I appreciate you making that. So we're just wrapping up. A couple minutes left in the show. Again, this is Steve Bowes, HR Happy Hour Show. Our guests are John Holland, Ron Thomas, Lance Hahn has climbed on board tonight. TLNT Transform event coming up in February 2012 in Austin, Texas. Super lineup. Billy Bean, it's honestly, Billy Bean, Moneyball. I mean, you've got to turn up just for that. I mean, that's a huge, unlike, you know, and I don't want to poke fun at some of our friends from some of the big conferences and big organizations, but to me, I mean, the way that certainly the book and then the movie to a lesser extent, but the whole idea, the whole Moneyball, we did a whole show on Moneyball in HR, right, Lance? I mean, that book and that way of looking at talent and talent evaluation has so much applicability to the world of HR that it's such a great get. And unlike some of the other, you know, more sort of celebrity kind of speakers you'll see at other events, which are, you know, bring their own things to the table, and that's great. But I think, you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing Billy Bean and talk, especially in the context of an HR event. I think that's just fantastic, and it's probably worth getting yourself down to Austin just to hear that. But so Lance, I mean, you've got to
look
forward to that as well. You're
I think the really exciting, at least the exciting part for me is that, I mean, you know, you could get into the mechanics of Moneyball all you want, but I think the big thing that people are going to take away from it is that you've really got to think differently than the way everybody else is thinking about talent. And that's the main takeaway. And so I think he's going to have a very interesting perspective, but I think even more importantly than now in 2012, you're going to have to think differently about talent than your competitors, and you're going to have to be thinking forward more than your competitors if you're going to want to continue to stay competitive, I think, as we continue the recovery.
Yeah, no doubt. So, John, I'll throw it to you to sort of wrap us up, sort of last final thoughts, and just and anyway, thanks as well. Thanks for all the great work at TLNT all year long. I mean, that's a huge effort. You guys, Lance as well, and the rest of the team there. You know, TLNT has become a must-read destination for pretty much all of us in the HR space. So thanks for all your hard work there. And just maybe some final thoughts from you as we wind down the show tonight.
Well, Steve, thanks again for the kind words. And, you know, certainly TLNT and Transform are labors of love on my part. They're a lot of fun. And in case people miss the code, want to reach out to me, anything at all, just send me an email at, you know, john@tlnt.com. It's as simple as it gets, john@tlnt.com. I am more than happy if you missed the code, didn't have a pen, didn't write it down, want to know more about the conference, want to know about TLNT, read something there that you like, have a question, I'm more than happy. I'm very interactive with folks, as Lance and Ron know, so I'm more than happy to talk. And I hope I see them all down in Austin February 27th and 28th.
Absolutely, John. Thanks so much, Ron Thomas. Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you at TLNT. Lance Hahn, we'll see you back here next week for the NBA preview show. Lance, your homework assignment for the week. You've got the Western Conference, but the bulk of it anyway, at least a good team. So you'll be prepared to come to the table and talk a little, you know, Laker basketball, a little Portland Trailblazer basketball. You know, bring a Dallas Mavericks. Can they defend? You know, lost their center. They've picked up some pieces. It's going to be So you got the Western Conference, I'll take the East, and we'll figure out how to split up the whole middle part of the country between the other guys. So that'll be
so awesome. In other words, you're telling them to bring us the best game, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Right.
Early prediction for me is I like the Knicks this year, so
shocking news.
I want to go on record saying that. So anyway, John Holland, Ron Thomas, Lance Hahn, thanks so much. TLNT Transform event in February, check it out. Thanks so much from the HR Happy Hour. We will see you next week with the NBA preview, or perhaps we won't see you next week, but next week will be the NBA preview show, and I hope you'll join us. It should be a fun time. So thanks, everyone. Good night from the HR Happy Hour show.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Well, thanks, everyone. Whoever's laughed, appreciate it. Good stuff. Thanks for working with me tonight as well.
You did great, Steve, of course.
Hey, thank you. Thank
I think
you.
We're I'll I think we're all that's left.
I think you and I are the all. Well, we can talk about the NBA show. There's one more. There is one more caller still on, area code 217. I'm not sure who that is. So your line is open. So say hello.
Hey, Steve. It's Dave Ryan.
Dave, what's up, buddy?
Oh, right.
The hockey guy.
The hockey guy.
Geez.
Well, you can, if you're around next week, you can call in and yell at us for talking about basketball instead of hockey.
Yeah, I actually like basketball, but I don't like it until it gets to the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I've already got my top eight set aside for the Western Conference, so I'll unveil that, and then we'll kind of go through and see if we can find a champion.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping we can do a whole, you know, we'll bracketology it a little bit and do that. So I got to get confirmation from Sackett, though. I haven't heard back from him, but I think Matt's in. Chris can, I think, make it, and hopefully they'll both make it. And
yeah,
I've got the East for sure, and I just need a little coverage with those central teams and.
Yeah, Pistons, you know, need to hear word about how they're underrated this year.
Pistons, Bulls, Pacers. You know, honestly, I have to do some homework, too. I'm not even sure exactly who's on what team right now. Like, it's been so crazy.
it's been crazy.
In 10 days.
Yeah.
I just hope it's not some really, really ragged basketball on Christmas, because you know that the league is just going to take a beating if you know, Kobe goes 8-for-27 and you know, and the basketball's really bad.
Right. Yeah, I hope that I'm really not looking forward to some of those games in, like, March. You know, when games are already brutal enough, but after playing, you know, a game basically every other night for, you know, they're going to be worn down. It's going to be a little bit brutal.
I saw something, one of the teams that said 66 games in 123 days was their schedule. And I guess that's probably about every team. And, I mean, that's just craziness. So,
yeah, that's crazy.
But anyway, we'll do it. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be like our demo tape for ESPN. That's how I'm looking at it.
There you go. There you go.
If no one listens, that's just fine. So I wonder if we can pitch. I'll see if we can pitch anybody in the NBA to come on. I'll have to think about who might be a candidate.
There you go.
So, all right, well, guys, well, thanks so much, Dave. Appreciate it. Lance as well. Always, we'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody, for listening tonight. We'll see you next time on the HR Happy Hour show for the NBA preview, which will be our last show of the year, and then the HR Happy Hour takes a nice holiday rest. So thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time. Good night from the HR Happy Hour show. See you later. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.